Eric, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, pleasure, Ruby.
Now, what is this circular economy approach that you believe can help Australian farming?
Well, look, you know, following the principle of the closed loop, the concept of the circular economy has incredibly left the realm of academic theory and entered the world of business. The price of natural resources is increasing, and developed nations are examining this sort of alternative economic model, which is where I think things change, because we did talk about closing the loop, but the circular economy talks about exchanges in the typical cycle of make, use and dispose in favour of as much reuse and recycling as possible.
Right. And what are some of the benefits for both farmers and the environment?
Well, look, as we know, organic farmers, organic food is now, more common in society, and more people are doing that because of the sustainability and also the food quality benefits. But, the use of artificial products in agriculture hopefully is diminishing, because they do cause a number of problems, such as decreasing the quality of the soil, which decreases the quality of the food. We get runoff from those sorts of practices. But on the other hand, using recycled materials, like recycled organic materials, also prevents the problems that they occur when they're put in landfill. Landfills are closed systems. So when organic materials or degradable materials are put into landfill, they can... when they decompose, they generate greenhouse gases, and they generate methane, which is many times worse than the carbon emissions that we're having problem with at the moment.
Right, of course, and part of this approach is reducing food waste as well. Something all individuals can look into doing. So why exactly is food waste such an issue?
There's a number of things. It's not only the waste, and there is an incredible amount of waste, and the Australian government estimates about it costs the economy about $20 billion a year, and over 5 million tonnes of food ends up in landfill and breaks down, as we discussed. That's enough to fill about 9,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools, and it's estimated that 1 in 5 shopping bags end up in the bin, and that's worth about $3,800 worth of groceries per household each year. So there's not only an environment and a food conservation element, there's also economic benefits to the householder to be recovering food waste and making sure that enters that circular economy.
Absolutely, and all the waste that's been ending up in our landfills, this has obviously a considerable impact on climate change, or at least the release of greenhouse gases, no?
Exactly. Well, food is very quickly degradable, because it's made up of a lot of water, and that water, as I said, in a sealed landfill produces methane, which is, like I said, 21 times more potent than carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas. And for every tonne of food in landfill, a tonne of CO2 equivalent greenhouse gas is generated. But also when we waste food, we also waste the natural resources that go into making it, like land, water, energy, nutrients and the carbon.
Right, of course. So next week is National Organic Week, September 7th to 13th. What are you calling on people to actually do as part of encouraging farmers and individuals to make these changes?
Well, look, National Organic Week is an awareness program. We try to get out information to encourage people to embrace concepts such as the circular economy and to use more renewable resources, because renewable being the key word, because we all generate organic waste when we discard it, and we have had pretty good programs up to date for garden waste, but now food waste is becoming more prevalent, And of course, that's converted into products by manufacturers and is made available to not only agriculture, but you know, other areas of the community that have a use for adding carbon to their soil.
Right. Well, Eric, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really, really great to talk about this.
Yeah, look, it's my pleasure, and thank you very much for having me on your program.
My absolute pleasure.